Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who's your favorite rock star?
You're Prince.
Boss. Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Just had a text from Bruce Levine.
Hi, Bruce.
Noted baseball aficionado. Been around town for a long time.
Score Baseball Insider.
Bruce, I really do appreciate the way you communicate up front, transparent, direct. And you've been doing it for years. Happy to come on your show anytime. It doesn't matter if you're in Chicago or New York or L.A. or whatever. Like, I enjoy talking to you. And Matt, it was good to talk to you today.
Thanks, Gabe.
Covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
All right, guys, Nico Horner, this is an all-time first. You and I are going to dinner two nights in a row at Chicago. Got the best steakhouse in Chicago. Congratulations, and are you going to let me go this second time or not?
Absolutely. Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
Bruce Levine with Spiegel and Holmes.
I was on talk radio earlier today.
I'm sorry.
On 670 The Score.
We are happy to have Bruce Levine join us here on the Circa Resort Casino Hotline. Circa Resort, it's just great. This is where we're broadcasting from here at Stadium Swim. CircaLasVegas.com is where you can book your adventure here at Circa. Bruce is at Wrigley Field. Bruce, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. There's a lot to get to here.
Yeah, my God.
Why don't we start with the fact that the Cubs are now one game away from locking up the number one wild card spot. Obviously, them getting into the playoffs is a big deal. Them hosting games at home is a bigger deal. What's been the reaction of the Cubs knowing that they're one loss or one win away from getting that done?
Yeah, they low-keyed it today, Lawrence, and good afternoon to you guys for sure. I would say that they were asked that numerous times after the game today, and they said, you know, we're just concerned playing a good brand of baseball. The rest will take care of itself. But I think we know better. The reality was they had lost 6 of 7 games going into today's game and hadn't been playing their best brand of baseball. So to have a big day like that, and for Colin Ray, one of their overachieving and best pitchers all year long, do it on the mound, it says a lot for a team that's had a lot of overachievers on this team do things all year long, particularly in that Chicago Cub bullpen.
Bruce, it seems like a lot of the offensive pieces that have needed to get it going have gotten it going. Seiya Suzuki with the 2 homers last night and a grand slam today. Pete Crow Armstrong with a home run today. Kyle Tucker comes back. I mean, and you can go on from there. It's a good sign with the offense overall. Do you agree?
It's a good sign, but it's, you know, I think you go back to the old baseball. It's only as good as that pitcher you're facing in game one of the playoffs, right? How good is he? Is it going to be Cease, Pivetta? Which one of their top pitchers is going to be throwing in? And how is he throwing as well as how are you hitting? So I think the good thing is, you know, the team feels good about itself. scoring a lot of runs over the last three games, even though they've only won two of them. So from that perspective, I think there is, like you said, a feel-good. But I don't think, you know, I don't think there's any real momentum when you're facing good pitching.
They continue to use words like momentum. Kyle Tucker used that word
a lot.
A lot is interesting. What did you make of Kyle Tucker's day? For those who don't know, activated today, and then he played. How did he look overall? What's your thought?
Well, he ran at half speed, and that was the plan, you know, not to push it because he hadn't played for 24 days because of a calf injury. So you want to make sure he doesn't blow it out his first time back. So he took it easy on that part. He was the DH. He had a couple really good at-bats. He had a single to left center field. He had a walk. That's Kyle Tucker, right? You know, so OPS, on-base percentage, sharp eye, that's what you want to see in Kyle Tucker. I don't think you're going to see him in the outfield here the next few days. He said he might take some fly balls in the outfield, but he's your DH going into the wild card series. If you can keep him healthy, I mean, just seeing his name in the lineup and him being able to swing the bat, that's a big deal for them. And that's a big deal for the opposition to have to prepare for him in the lineup. Maybe even if it's not his best self, he's still Kyle Tucker, and he can still change a game around for you with one swing or two swings or two or three really good at-bats. So that's been missing. The coming of, as you guys mentioned, you know, Suzuki having two big days in a row with a couple of home runs yesterday, grand slam today, PCA getting off the schneid on the home runs. It's been a long time, and doing something that no one had ever done in Cub history, 30 home runs, 30 doubles, 30 stolen bases in 1 year. Yeah, there's a feel good about what they're doing here, but, you know, I think you have to be cautious about it and say, look, they haven't played their best brand of baseball. They've been five games over 500 since June 1st. So let's see. Let them go out there and prove it every day. Let them finish off well against the Cardinals here and be prepared for Tuesday.
Tune in tomorrow from 9 until 11 as David Haw and Bruce Levine bring you inside the clubhouse right here on The Score. Presented by Budweiser, this Bud's for you. As a matter of fact, Pete Crow Armstrong is going to be on the show at 9:30 tomorrow. And then Spiegs and I are going to jump on at 11 o'clock tomorrow. So you got a nice full local day for you planned tomorrow morning on The Score. Speaking of PCA, Bruce, it looked like he was headed towards 40-40, quite honestly. But then he hit a little bit of a lull. And falling back to being a 30-30 guy is not the worst thing in the world, especially since it's only him and one other guy that have done that. And as you pointed out, he's the only one that goes 30-30-30 in Cubs history. What's this season been like for PCA?
I think it's one of growth, okay? So in early April, after he hit a barrage of home runs, I said, are you a home run hitter? And he said, honestly, I don't know what I am. And I'm really, you know, I was tempted to ask him again today after the game, but I didn't think it was the time. I think I will over the weekend, maybe Sunday. But I think being a home run hitter can be a negative as well. And I think, you know, the slug that he was looking for, that he wasn't finding for a couple months here, I think that was something that he is dealing with as far as his growth pattern as a 23-year-old burgeoning superstar. He is a superstar in the making. His numbers at the end of the year will wash away a lot of the failure that he had from the All-Star game up until now. But the reality that he wants to continue to learn, be better, and be that star, I think that that's refreshing. There's no way to replicate the energy that Pete Crow Armstrong brings to the game. He showed it again today, guys. I know you were in Vegas and enjoying that there, and as well as you should. But here in Chicago, after he hit that home run, he went out to center field, and they flashed on the scoreboard 30-30-30, first Cub player in history. The crowd in center field and around the ballpark gave him a standing ovation. And Pete went out there and tipped his hat for a long period of time, okay? A lot of ball players, you know, that's the old school. You don't do stuff like that. Pete lives in the moment. He has Pete's people out there in the outfield. And he talked about it after the game as well, that he got emotional talking about how the support of Cub fans every day really pushes him to another level. So I find it totally refreshing and wonderful that he can express his personality, and the old school stuff about you don't do that in baseball is all gone.
Boy, that's great stuff.
I didn't know they were Pete's people.
I didn't know it was.
Dig that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good moniker.
It's a great moniker. That's a great description from Bruce Levine, who's seen so much baseball in this town. But you know, Pete's got a special thing, as you describe, with the crowd. He just absolutely does. And it'll be great to hear him tomorrow morning with you and David Haw on Inside the Clubhouse. A very smart and thoughtful young man who has become a superstar before our eyes today. Overall, Bruce, tell us about the energy at the ballpark. Paint any other pictures you want of moments, because my goodness, these past few days, this is what you dreamed of. I've been thinking of your question. What's the difference between 83 and 79 and 83 and 79? And now they get to 90 wins, which is what Craig Counsell said they needed to be in the business of building around here. So as stressful as it's been, I hope it's also been joyful for the team that you've been around a little bit.
Oh, I think it is. There's plenty of joy there. I mean, you know, you're always going to flash back to Daniel Palencia doing the dance in the clubhouse, right? I mean, that was a special celebration. I think you'll see if San Diego loses tonight or the Cubs win tomorrow and the Cubs clinch the wild card home series for three in a row, I think you'll see a more subdued celebration by the Cubs tomorrow, because they're taking care of business. They really haven't won anything, but they've won the right, if they do that over the weekend here, to host the games at Wrigley Field. We always caution you that that's not a guarantee they're going to win that series. We've seen it before, as the last time they were in the playoffs against the Marlins, they lost two straight at Wrigley Field in a playoff series that really nobody remembers, because it was a very forgettable 2020 season of 60 ball games that really nobody really cared much about. So with this, this takes you back to 2017, really the last time, guys, that they've won a playoff game. They haven't won one since then. And that's going to be something special when they start doing that again. Hopefully they do well in this series and they move on to play the Milwaukee Brewers. But you know, they got some work to do and some business to take care of. I have a question for you guys, and that is, Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel are the managers picking out the pitching rotation for the playoffs. Cade Horton threw in the outfield today. I talked to him after the game. He told me he feels fine after getting a doctor's second opinion from the outside, and all systems are go. If it's him at where he's at right now, is it Boyd, or to even bring out a surprise, where are you guys at?
Here's what I would do if I were managing the Cubs. Cade Horton would start, and I would piggyback Jameson Taillon for game one. I would start Shota Imanaga in game two.
Wow. I was not expecting, Lawrence,
based
that.
On what?
Based the Shota part?
Yeah.
Because even though the last outing was not great, I have belief in a guy that has pitched in really big moments throughout his career, both in the WBC and the Japanese League. I don't have a problem with Matthew Boyd, and I know that his last start was really strong, but I would keep him in abeyance for a game three if necessary, or be ready for game one of the DS.
Okay. Matt, what about you?
My thoughts have evolved over the course of the week, and I got to say, seeing Shota get three different pitches lit up for an average exit velocity over 100 the other night scared me, and seeing Matthew Boyd be so good again after he's been all year. I would go Cade Horton game one, and I would go Matthew Boyd game two. I would have Tyone ready to piggyback with Boyd in game two so you could flip a lineup around, like if they start righty heavy. Be ready. So I'm not sure who the long man is ready for game one. Maybe it's Assad, or maybe it is Tyone. But I go Horton and Boyd. How about you, Bruce, if you're a manager?
Well, I'm going with Boyd because he has the most experience in the playoffs, the latest here, because he pitched so well for the Guardians last year. I think he pitched 11 and a third innings and had an 0.75 ERA. So experience-wise, and what you said, Matt, about Boyd the other night pitching against a loaded New York Met lineup, especially at the top, I'm going with you. Lawrence, your point was well taken. WBC is no joke. And to perform as well as he had there, that gives him the experience here. I guess you can say until they fail, there's no wrong answer, right? Once somebody fails, that's when we all take over, right?
I mean, that we like to, and we talk with Craig about it every single week. I'd love to know, Bruce, you've been with Craig every day of this journey that he's been on being the Cubs manager, and we haven't had a chance to, like, talk about them clinching the playoff spot, and then we'll see where they're at over the next couple of days, probably hosting at home. What's this been like for Craig? Because this was a big job where you're being asked to be the highest paid guy in the league at manager, and now it looks like some of the stuff that he's wanted to do is actually come into fruition.
Yeah, I think super confident. And, you know, again, he threw down the gauntlet last August, a year ago August, from all the way from ownership down to Jed Hoyer and company and his own self and coaches, that unless you go into a season preparing for trying to win 90 games or more, you're giving a half effort. And I applauded him then for it. I still applaud him for that because he has the hammer, right? You know, he's in his second year. He's got three more years after this. When you have a manager making the most money in baseball history, you bring him in from the outside because you think he's the best in the game. You have the hammer, and I think he used it properly. But as far as proving things, I think to himself he's got something to prove, and that is he went to the playoffs many times with the Brewers, but advancing with the Brewers without stars, that was difficult. It didn't happen very often. So I think advancing and moving this forward, I think that drives him like he did when he was a player. I think it drives him as a manager. And doing anything short of going to and winning the World Series is not a great year for Craig Counsell. That's how I look at it.
Bruce, a playoff roster question. Does Kyle Tucker need to be able to play the outfield for Moises Ballesteros to have a spot on this roster?
No, Ballesteros is going to be on that roster, and he's
good.
He's going to, I mean, it's kind of asked. I think Sahadev Sharma asked that question yesterday to Counsell in the pregame about Ballesteros. Is he making the roster? And Counsell basically said, hey, you guys better pay attention. When he's in there, he's been batting fourth, okay? So I think they do have a lot of confidence in that bat. Now, in the field, that's another situation. So if you have Tucker that's going to DH, you know, where does Ballesteros come in other than pinch hitting? Is there a position he can play other than DH for you? And the answer for me is probably no. I mean, he's not going to have a position to play, but can he come into a ball game and get a big hit and stay in there? I don't know, but it's going to be intriguing to watch.
Bruce, what else is coming up on Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow?
We will close out the year with Will Venable, the manager of the Chicago White Sox, and he will be 20 games better than his predecessor last year and better than the worst record in baseball. We're going to ask him if that's a successful season for him, and I'm going to be interested to find that out. I have a vote this year for manager of the year. You have to vote for the top three, and at one point about 10 days or 2 weeks ago, I was thinking about adding Venable in as my third pick because I thought that the White Sox would have improved 25-26 games from last year. when they hit this thud here, and I know they're winning today, but they've been, I think, 1-12 in their last 13 games. It probably switches me to someone else who has been rallying their team closer. But it's going to be interesting to talk to him. And PCA guys, have a great time there. Thanks for having me on, and it should be an intriguing week.
Hey, Bruce, if you had a vote for American League MVP, Cal Raleigh or Aaron Judge?
Yeah, Raleigh has changed the whole dynamic for me. I was a Judge guy until a week ago, but when you have a catcher who's a platinum gold catcher defensively, who hits 60 home runs, and his team has won the division, I'm going Cal Raleigh.
I like it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Take care, guys. Have fun there.
Thank you very much. That is Bruce Levine.
So Cal Raleigh has 60. Schwarber's got 56. Otani's got 54. Judge has 51. So that is 4. That ties a record for the most players with 50 in a season. Eugenio Suarez has 49. If he homers this weekend, it'll be the most players
and
ever.
And he will.
I bet he will.
And he will.
Is he playing the Cubs? It'll be the most players with 50 homers ever in a Major League Baseball season.
I really would like to see Cal Raleigh win the MVP. And ordinarily, like the numbers that Aaron Judge puts up, home runs and doubles, when you look at his OPS, when you look at his OPS plus, I understand every statistical argument that says that guy is the MVP. And I don't want to just be like, what Cal Raleigh is doing when you factor in catching.
Yeah, dude, he's a really good catcher. He blocks balls.
And just the fact that, like, if you look at a lot of catchers and look at their second half numbers, they often dip because guys have been behind the plate for 150 games, and it zaps you. It absolutely zaps you.
Yeah, it does.
What he's doing from the catcher position as a switch hitter, and he just has gotten better as the season goes on. If I had a vote, I would vote for him to be MVP.
Let me give you one more. If Shohei Ohtani scores 6 runs in these last 3 games, he'll be at 150. Ted Williams in 1949, Jeff Bagwell in the year 2000. That's it since 1949. That Shohei Ohtani would join that list. He would make it 3 since 1949.
The dude is an absolute cheat code, and we know this. And he's going to be a cheat code in the playoffs.
He's going to be a pitcher.
Because the Dodgers get to keep an extra pitcher / DH on their roster because that guy's so damn good.
It just ain't right.
Give me Steven Vogt for manager of the year.
All right. Not Scott Servais out there in Seattle.
Nope.
Steven Vogt is a great call. I bet he wins.
Steven Vogt's my vote. No pun intended. Mm-hmm. Or pun totally intended.
Yep.
We've got to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about Ben Johnson. Trust us. What you're getting ready to hear from Ben Johnson is something that Spieg says you have never heard before from a Bears head coach. We'll explain why next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you. Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, live from Stadium Swim inside Circa Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are hanging out here at Stadium Swim at Circa Resort and Casino. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local four dealers. Ben Johnson's press conference today, I thought, was pretty amazing on a lot of different fronts. He was in a good mood. There was some joking that went on. We'll get to that coming up at about 7 o'clock. But there was some real bleep that Ben Johnson was out here talking about.
Now, I haven't heard it yet. I have read the quotes. We're in Vegas. We were hanging out doing some stuff. Me and Tanny had an unbelievable meal.
I heard about that meal.
And then the Cubs game happened. We're watching it here, and we're getting ready for the show, and everything is going on. So I'm looking forward to hearing it. But, like, the quotes that I read were unbelievable in talking about what I think you and I have decided is the central issue of this training camp, offseason, and now the regular season, which is the relationship hopefully growing between prize quarterback prospect Caleb Williams and number one offensive available head coach Ben Johnson. Like, this is the subtext of the whole damn year.
Yeah, and so Ben got into – I agree with you because I went and watched it because I saw the Dan Wiederer tweet and I texted Jason Leisure and I'm like, wow. Like, he really went in depth on this. And it was a question that Leisure had asked about – conflict and good conflict.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And how that works inside of coaching. And this is just a portion of it. Take a listen to what Ben Johnson had to say about this.
I think that's coaching in general. We're not called to be here to be friends or be cheerleaders. We're here to push, to challenge, to support. You know, there's a number of things that the best coaches in my lives have really imprinted on me. And I picked up, whether I was a player or as a fellow coach, just taking it from other guys. And so I really think that's important. And it's not what the player wants to hear all the time. Sometimes it's what he needs to hear for us as a team to succeed, but also for him as an individual to get a little bit better. And you can't shy away from that. I think at this level, the best coaches I've been around, and I think it's an art, they're the demanding ones, that there's a way to – there's a vision for how a play needs to go, or there's a vision for how a fundamental needs to be executed, and you don't waver from that belief, and you make sure we're getting it right. And so, I try the best I can to emulate some of those good ones I've been around in my past, and I think that's probably where I've seen some downfalls of certain coaches is they have been afraid of conflict and telling a player how he sees it. I learned over the last few years that, you know, when there's silence, there's usually negativity fills that void and breeds some resentment either way in a relationship. And so if you feel a certain type of way, it doesn't matter if you're the player or you're the coach, you need to bring that out and make sure we're all on the same page. We all have the same goal at the end of the day. And, I've seen some relationships go sideways because the communication aspect wasn't right. And Caleb and I have a great relationship right now. I can't ask for anything better. I think he's wired the right way. I think he's getting better every single day he comes into the building. He's putting in the prep time that's necessary for us as an offense to put points up on the board, and I think we're going to continue to see him head the right direction.
I think that is remarkable stuff about relationships in life and not just football. Obviously, relationships between a leader and a student or a leader and a follower, but not even just that. Relationships between partners, Lawrence, which you and I can speak to, where the silence can breed negativity in his mind just because people we're prone to go to certain places.
I thought that was really prescient, like the idea of it. It got me thinking about like relationships, the partnerships, marriages, like I got me thinking about a lot of that stuff, and I really like that quote.
Yeah,
about negativity filling the silence sometimes. Like that's it. When I, it's weird because Ben's got a lot of meatball in him, but he also has a lot of introspection in him, and it seems like he's studied. I don't know if he has a degree in psychology or if that's just learning the psychology of coaching by coaching.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if there's, like, actual bona fides behind it, but he seems to have taken it into account. And he's very present with understanding some of those dynamics. And that takes people a while to get there. So at this point in his career, and maybe if we ask him 10 years from now, his feelings on it are different, but it seems like he has spent a lot of time thinking about forging these relationships.
Yeah.
And I it can only mean good things for figuring out whether or not this thing is going to work with him and Caleb.
Yeah, you know, you and I could wax philosophical about relationships and about coaching. I think the point that I wanted to make and that you teased is that we as Bears fans have never seen the kind of relationship that hopefully is blooming right now between a hard-driving head coach with an offensive background and a quarterback. Like, I think you got to go back, frankly, to Mike Ditka and Jim McMahon. I don't think there is anything in between. I don't want to talk about Ditka and McMahon as if I was in the middle of it and lived it or as if it is the same exactly.
I might say Ditka and Harbaugh.
Maybe. You know what? Great. I really appreciate you bringing that up. Maybe that's the last time that Bears fans have seen it. I can tell you that what Ben is trying to do in terms of the mix of holding somebody accountable and telling him the truth and also having a caring relationship with him is not something that Mark Trestman did with Jay Cutler, because Trestman didn't have the toughness, didn't really have that to do, didn't have the honesty part of it, at least with Jay. It's not something that Matt Nagy was capable of and did with Mitch Trubisky or Justin Fields.
Or Nick Foles.
Or Nick Foles. Like, it's not something that we have seen between that head coach and that quarterback. It is the kind of thing that we've dreamed of, be it Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre, or Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers, or Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, or Bill Walsh and Steve Young and Joe Montana. Like, we've seen it. It's Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. We've seen it. Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. Like, Andy Reid and any number of quarterbacks in Philly. We've seen it where a guy tells somebody the truth and is hard on them, but also caring and builds a relationship. We've never seen it. Bears fans have never seen it. And that's what we're watching now. And to me, that's kind of what we're all experiencing together, you and me included.
Yeah, I'll throw another couple candidates.
All right, good.
Like Wani and Eric Kramer. Wani and Steve Walsh. I think the Steve Walsh-Wani relationship was already baked in, so there's already that trust. But I want to bolster your point,
yeah,
though.
But here's the thing. Wani,
young quarterback that's ascending, not veteran free agent that's kind of like walking through the door.
And this is offensive coach. You know, Wani not being that, this is offensive coach who needs the quarterback to see it like he sees it. Like that, and he's talked about that. He knows exactly what Caleb's eyes and feet should be doing. So when he talks to him, you know, like Caleb knows, he knows it for real. I'll give you a weird example or a weird corollary, okay?
Sure.
My mom was an opera singer and a voice teacher, right? So when I was growing up singing, if she told me, you're not opening your throat and breathing with your diaphragm, I knew that she knew what the hell she was talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was like, it was in the relationship. I'm thinking about your parents as educators. When they would talk to you about a way that you were learning or a way that you were doing a term paper or something, you knew?
My father's red pen.
Oh,
was relentless.
And you knew he was right.
100%. Made me a better writer.
Yeah. Caleb knows Ben's right about everything that he's telling him. That, like, that'll humble you, man. That'll humble you, and it'll give you an opportunity to get better. And that's the opportunity before Caleb here.
Man, I hope that the good vibes continue with a win on Sunday, because I feel like, as like, organizationally,
yeah,
they're in a really good place right now. Like, for the first time in a minute, and the first 2 weeks of the season didn't help, this win helped. So I hope that it can continue, because them going into the bye week with, hey, man, the standard is the standard. And I'll add another thing, and we talked about it yesterday. The way that Caleb has been like, yeah, I was offensive player of the week. We're done with that.
Dude.
We're moving on to this thing. That's Ben's influence.
Absolutely. And you know what? There was specific Caleb yesterday about things that he does wrong. Remember when I was questioning it after week two and I didn't hear that? I got to watch the film or whatever. He's getting a...
There's no bad film.
He's getting an idea of, and he's more willing to articulate when he's been wrong. That stuff, it, like, I flag that. When I hear that, I'm like, oh, man, listen to that. Because he's telling you what he's done wrong or what he's got to get better at, for real, with some humility, man, and some honesty. Dude.
A loss, I feel like, would just – it would be bad for the Bears and definitely for the city. A win would be so great, because they could – they're in this place, like, right now where the belief is being – built in. Like, all the stuff that Ben's been trying to explain to them and tell them.
The success is helping.
Yes. Yes. And I desperately don't want to see that damaged by a bad performance, or for all of us, the Bears writ large, up at Hallis Hall, those of us who watch the Bears, those of us who critique the Bears, I don't want us to look at how bad Dallas was and be like, oh, this is what the Bears are, and then get our feelings hurt because they lose to a team that's better than Dallas.
Yes, but this is what will be interesting. Like, if they were to lose this game, let me give you a hypothetical about a loss that might be survivable when we come back. Can
all
we
right.
do that?
All right, we can do that. We will do that. We'll also, before we are done at 7:30,
yo,
we will talk about PCA being a 30-30 guy. It's pretty awesome. Extended show today, Spiegel and Holmes. We're live, baby, from Circa Resort and Casino on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, live from Stadium Swim inside Circa Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We appreciate you hanging out with us. It's been a weird day here at Circa. It's been weird because, you know, everyone was jamming. You got in the pool. Dude, everyone was in the pool.
I swam for the 8th and 9th inning of the Cubs game. I watched the Cubs close that out behind Brad Keller in an 11-run win. More on that later on. And then I was in the pool, and it was killing it. And then everybody was in the pool. Our U.S. 99 partners came down, and they were in the pool.
Mitch was in the pool. Chad Feldman was in the pool.
Yes. Yes.
And then there was a lightning strike about 3 miles away, and they were like, everybody get your ass up out of the pool.
And now everybody is gone from the pool.
Yeah, because there's like a storm. Like, if you're west of the Rockies right now, there's all sorts of weird weather that's going on.
It's as if when Olin said, "Hello, darkness, my old friend," he summoned the sky to open up. It was very soon after that.
It really was. Well, first what happened is that his camera view went dark because Austin Huff's naked back got in front of the camera.
Yep.
So that was the first level of darkness. I still can't believe that happened.
I can, and I love it. The people on YouTube and Twitch, they got a throw.
Oh, my God. That was unbelievably funny. All right. So you said that a loss would be terrible.
A loss would be terrible, Speaks.
It's just like the Paul.
A win would be so great.
Well, what about a loss where the offense is great? What about a loss?
So like the moral victory losses again? Where Caleb's really good?
Because here's the thing.
Because the most important thing is Ben and Caleb?
Yes. So I'm seeing that it's possible that Ashton Jeanty in the Raiders run game wakes the F up and they're like, oh, Javonte Williams got 7.5 yards against you? And Jeanty's like, I just got to do this. Oh, I'll just go straight.
And we know that Pete Carroll will pound.
He will lean the hell on that.
Yeah.
He's not going to let Geno cook. He's going to let Ashton Jeanty
be. He's also not going to let Beano cook. Terry Moores, I did that just for you.
You moved like Terry,
that
too.
That was very reminiscent
yes,
of Terry.
He had some body movement. I mean. We're both on the Terry Moores hosting tree,
we
folks.
We love Terry Moores.
He's not going to let Beano.
Hey, buddy.
And Beano. Oh, I said, hey, buddy, the other day, and nobody understood what the hell I was talking about. I'm like, what's happening here? What's going on? I was in the wrong crowd saying, hey, buddy. But
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my
who
life. Told
Who couldn't you? If the Bears were going to lose this game, it's because Ashton Jeanty wakes the F up, and it's the Ashton Jeanty revenge game. Like, you should have drafted me, and he gets 170 yards on 35 carries, and the Bears have, like, no time of possession, but they're really good anyway on offense, and they can't win.
I would argue with you that way that the Bears lose this game is Max Crosby has 4 sacks and a forced fumble.
Well, maybe you got it there, too. And we're looking at Ashton Jeanty run game, and Theo Benedet or Ozzie Trapillo can't play right tackle. And it's not about Caleb being bad or regressing or the relationship not being good. I think we'll be able to hold on to that on Monday and claim some moral high ground.
Man, I hope you're right, because it would be great. I'm going to be you for a second.
Please do.
Okay? Here's what would be ideal.
The Replacements wrote, "I'll be you," and they were damn good about it.
If Monday, because we're doing our show from Stadium Swim on Monday as well from 2 until 6. We know that there is going to be at least two home games at Wrigley Field, them playing the Padres.
Yeah.
And the Bears are on a bye at 2-2. How great is that for everyone.
You know what? I'd argue that that is the week that we deserve. That is the Monday and Tuesday up until the Cubs play the game, and God knows what happens.
Right. Like, I can't project any farther out than that. But the idea of the Bears are in good shape.
Oh, yeah.
And we can leave them alone
sure.
for the week that we have to focus on what's going on with the Cubs. And whatever happens, happens.
Man.
It would just be nice.
And that 36 hours from Monday morning to the middle of day Tuesday or so, it's just going to be hugging. Just random hugging everywhere.
Look. We both have, all of us have dealt with it in the last 24 hours. Someone just yelled at me, "Bear down." Right out there. Bears fans are coming to take this place over on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I would like it if they're allowed to do it.
Yeah, it'd be good if we're like, we're walking the hallways and everybody from WBBM, like Zach Weber, Neil Fiorito, like all our people.
Yeah, Rob Hart,
everybody's like just hugging.
Joe Bartosz.
We're all just hugging each other. Marty Leonard's comes down from XRT. There's just a full-on embrace between him and Lisa Fielding.
Now all I want is that when we walk back into the building on Tuesday, standing ovation for everyone.
Like, you guys brought home a win.
Guys, good job. You're out in Vegas. You got the Cubs a couple home games.
You
got the Bears to 2-2.
You did it.
Now, you said it's the scenario that we deserve. Now, how often have we gotten what we actually deserve?
A whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, so Danny. Like, I just picture you guys setting up this dream scenario of, you know, the Cubs hosting the postseason, which they have not secured yet.
No, they have not.
And
good point.
The Bears losing. I can just see Cubs losing out, Padres winning out.
Oh, my
Shut
God.
Up.
But
then
I can just picture, I hear Chris Berman in my head right now, and that's why they play the game.
There he is. There he is.
We've heard Chris Berman in our heads all week long.
There he is.
Tanny, it's as if you think maybe we don't deserve good things.
Maybe Stafford Crosby.
Well, we don't. I mean, I saw one of our great listeners on the way up here to Stadium Swim.
There he is.
Thank you. On the way up to Stadium Swim, I saw one of our listeners like, Tanny! Agency. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
That really was a bad omen for the entire weekend.
Sir, Caleb was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. The Agency is closed.
That gentleman did admit he was adequately served.
I believe that the leader of the Agency was just indicted and brought up on charges.
Was he?
I think he was. It might be a partisan effort. To bring the head of the it's the former head of the Agency. Excuse me.
The disgraced former head of the Agency
has been brought up on charges in a partisan indictment.
Racketeering.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe. Just maybe, we could see the Bears do some cool stuff.
And the Cubs, you are being me. You are. It's happening. We go to Vegas and swap. Lawrence, I'm concerned.
I think. Wait, hang on a second.
I'm really worried about stuff.
I think Lawrence has been touched by the Vegas Angel.
It's possible.
That's what's happened.
Look, maybe what we'll see is Montez Sweat take care of business against DJ Glaze.
That's it, right there. DJ Glaze. This is how it's going to work. I mean, in Tyler's defense, we told him 4 hours ago to be ready.
True. And we hadn't mentioned DJ Glaze's name.
Yeah. So for anybody doesn't know, the right tackle for the Raiders is named DJ Glaze. And he also drops mad beats about donuts. Pretty sure, doesn't he?
He does.
I saw DJ Glaze open up for Dead Prez at Hot House back in the day.
It's bigger than hip-hop, Tanny. It's bigger than hip-hop.
DJ Glaze is terrible as a right tackle. Could be a big, thank you. Could be a big game for Montez Sweat. And Montez Sweat is dominating DJ Glaze.
We got him and Montez got to get into a little scuffle. DJ Glaze mixing it up down there. We got to get that.
That's good.
DJ Glaze is spinning.
Thank you. Spiegs doesn't trust Spiro Ditas to make that call.
Oh,
I don't.
No.
He's going to screw it up. Spiro Ditas. This is why we deserve a win and good vibes on Monday, because the world has given us Spiro Ditas to deal with.
Now you have just been emboldened because we talked with someone else out here that was like, Spiro Ditas is calling the game.
I know.
And now you're like, yeah, Spiro Ditas is. this call of the game, and I don't like it.
My classic brand of confirmation bias is in effect.
You definitely got it.
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about what PCA did. This is it's a big deal, so we should discuss it as such. We'll do that next. Spiegel & Holmes on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.